You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Kenosha police have identified the 14-year-old girl killed in a crash Friday night. A statement says Natalia Lazamas was hit near 19th Avenue and 52nd Street at around 8 p.m. and died at the scene. The driver, a 53-year-old woman, stayed and cooperated with police. Detectives say they do not believe she was impaired. Former prison supervisor and Sturtevant Jacqueline Height was sentenced to 18 months in prison for having a sexual relationship with an inmate. Prosecutors say she met with him several times a week and gave him illegal items. She pleaded no contest earlier this year to fourth-degree sexual assault. Governor Tony Evers says he opposes sending the National Guard to fight crime in Wisconsin, arguing they aren't trained as police. Yesterday, President Trump said he would send Guard troops to Chicago with operations based at Naval Station Great Lakes. Kenosha and Racine are getting a little over $5 million in federal grants to remove lead paint and to make homes safer for kids. The effort will target 120 high-risk homes. You can read more about that effort online today at racinecountyeye.com. Kenosha officials say signs or banners put in public spaces like near sidewalks or roads requires a permit. They say unpermitted signs will be taken down and repeat violators could face fines. And residents of Williams Bay and Walworth County have been unable to use tap water for almost a week. There was a village meeting last night. DNR crews say that they're flushing the system and that the water may be safe to use again later this week. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Who's at quarterback?
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers host the Middle Tennessee State Blue Raiders Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Will Danny O'Neill start at quarterback for Wisconsin, or is Billy Edwards ready? After suffering a sprained knee last week, Luke Fickell.
Don't believe that Billy will be playing. He didn't practice. So obviously Danny would be the guy we would go with, and Hunter would be the backup, and we would just proceed from there.
NFL, the Packers at practice today. They host the Lions Sunday at 3:25. The Brewers play the Phillies tonight, game two of their three-game series. Pat Murphy reviewed Monday's 10-8 loss to Philadelphia.
You know, they got some of the best players in the game on the team, and they did a great job of exploiting us by getting the leadoff guy on base. You can attribute it to a lot of things, but you got to execute, and you can't give up free bases. But the credit goes to the Phillies for their relentless offense, and they did what they had to do.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Office executive producer Greg Daniel says at one point he was determined never to revisit a similar world to the one he created at The Office. But ultimately, he decided to dive back into the mockumentary sitcom world with Peacock's The Paper. Daniel said he changed his mind after seeing The Office at number one on Netflix for 4 years. The Paper is now available to stream on Peacock. Alice Rotunda gave birth to her fourth child in a McDonald's parking lot in Michigan. Rotunda said she always planned to name her daughter Matilda and call her Tilly. But after giving birth in the parking lot of the restaurant that served billions and billions, they added a tweak to the name and will call her McTilly. According to the New York Post, Alice insisted she was in labor, but the hospital staff disagreed and sent her home, resulting in said parking lot birth. This was a tough decision for the Rotundas because McTilly was actually conceived in a Burger King parking lot. Once again, it's McDonald's for the win. Former wrestler Dwayne The Rock Johnson's moneymaker has always been action films, and not even good ones, really. He's made a decent living using his physique and charm to headline very mediocre films. That apparently has all changed now. Johnson shed 60 pounds for a role in his new film, The Smashing Machine, which tells the story of MMA fighter Mark Kerr. The film stars Emily Blunt opposite Johnson as Kerr's girlfriend. Johnson's hard work physically and mentally appears to have paid off as the film just premiered at the Venice Film Festival and received a 15-minute standing ovation, making Johnson sob uncontrollably, according to Variety. It's early, but those who have seen the film are already creating Oscar buzz for Johnson. He appears to have come a long way since San Andreas. In a related story, I've been trying to lose 20 pounds for about 3 years and can't really use the I put it on for a movie role excuse much longer. Everyone loves a comeback story, and there was a big one last weekend at the box office. The film Weapons, in its fourth week of release, regained first place on the big screen over the holiday weekend. The horror film raked in $10 million, bringing its box office total in theaters to $132 million. Jaws, which was first released in theaters in 1975, hit the big screen again again last weekend in honor of the big anniversary and pulled in over $8 million. Not a bad haul for what is considered by many the greatest summer blockbuster film of all time. In third place was new release Caught Stealing, starring Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz, which pulled in just under $8 million. Rounding out the top five, Freakier Friday, in its fourth week of release, came in at $6.6 million. And in fifth place was the Benedict Cumberbatch Olivia Williams The Roses at $6 million. Last weekend put closure on the 2025 summer box office. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today with a cold front that is coming through. We'll get to maybe 70 by lunchtime, and then temperatures will drop into the low 60s by late this afternoon. Tonight, 46. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.